This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The optimal place to find information about you and your health for those who are expressive in their desire to figure out what's going on. We have at your service Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Dr. Kronhaus joins us every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen here to thoroughly look at some of these studies from the journals of medicine, information that may affect you and your attitude toward what you're doing or trying to do to keep your life, your health in check. Hopefully, you're checking yourself. But what do you make of the president having an unscheduled medical checkup? News media tried to, as they do most everything with Trump, to make it a negative. What do you think? What did he do?
I don't want to speculate. All we know is that he was just trying to get his annual physical started going early and had some free time, and he's planning on being very busy. That's what they're reporting. And I think the rest is a bunch of speculation, and let's deal in fact.
Facts! We want the facts here. All right, let's get the facts on this study that seems to cast doubt on angioplasty. You're a cardiologist. Ken practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. So this study found limits to the benefits of having a stent in place, bypass surgery. Let's break this down.
Let's just forget what you just said, okay?
Why?
Because you're going to confuse everybody, in all due respect. Okay. This is a very large study of a smaller study that was done about a decade ago and is going to have a great impact on treating probably the number one medical problem in America. The number one killer of Americans is a heart attack. The coronary artery disease, the circulation to your heart gets clogged up. And this study reported in the American Heart Association this past weekend, we learned that bypass operations, angioplasty, and the placement of artery-opening stents, Doug, in most cases, these procedures may not provide any benefit over medications and lifestyle changes. Only a subgroup of patients who suffer from frequent angina, they appear to receive any benefit from an invasive procedure, and that benefit in their quality of life, not in lowering their odds of death or future heart problems. These new findings are expected to give physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. So if you have unstable symptoms, they occur at rest, or they are so troubling that you just can't live a good quality life, those are the patients, or you're evolving a heart attack, these are the patients who will benefit from invasive procedures, the stenting, the angioplasty, potentially bypass surgery. But if you have no symptoms in coronary artery disease or stable symptoms, they occur predictably, they don't bother you that much. What this study is telling us is that it's okay to start off with medications, and we're talking about a statin drug, because that's what stabilizes the plaque to prevent heart attacks. Statins, aspirin, ACE inhibitors, sometimes beta blockers. So you must be on medication and also adopt lifestyle changes, good diet, some exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. And this is adequate treatment as opposed to going the invasive route. This is going to change how we proceed. It hasn't really changed how I've been proceeding because, as I said, about a decade ago, we did have a smaller study which reported the same finding, but there were many in my field especially who just were not yet convinced. And this big, big study, I think, is going to give all physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. And if the patient wants to wait before going the invasive route because they're okay with how they feel, this big study gives them the confidence that it's not going to make them live any less long. It's only going to be about changing the quality of their life to get the invasive procedure done. Now, if you're having a heart attack, It's all different. This is an unstable patient. This is the patient like Bernie. He presented to the emergency room.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes. And he was having unstable symptoms. You can't wait. You just can't wait and put off the invasive procedure. And that's why it was so clear to me early on that he was having a heart attack.
So he's in his mid-70s, and within a week he was back on the campaign trail. Didn't look any better or worse than he's looked all along. I think he kind of looks old. He's got a lot of energy, that sort of thing. So this, I am confused. You said I was confusing people with what I presented when we began. I'm confused now because I still am not sure about the stents.
Let me say
bypass it. Surgery, that sort of thing. Is a stent isn't bypass surgery. Okay. It's just sticking the thing in your artery, right?
Let's big picture. There's an invasive approach and a non-invasive approach to treating circulation problems to your heart. The invasive possibilities are the ballooning opening of the vessel invasively with a tube that's angioplasty, and then if possible putting in a wire mesh to hold it open, that's the stent. And when these blockages cannot adequately be opened with the catheter, then bypass surgery is another invasive possibility that sometimes must be used. Now, that's the invasive approach to treating circulation problems. The non-invasive approach involves medications, statin, aspirin, ACE inhibitor, sometimes also a beta blocker, and lifestyle, diet, and exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. That's the non-invasive approach. Diet, exercise, medication versus stenting, angioplasty.
What's the percentage of that treatment option that works? In your experience,
no,
in
that's
the 30-some-odd-year...
Which option works?
The option of doing
non-invasive, or invasive.
Non-invasive versus invasive. The premise here is invasive surgery is not necessary in many instances.
It's very specific. In the stable or non-symptomatic patient, that the non-invasive approach is just as good as the invasive approach regarding how long you're going to live. It may change the quality of your life because you'll have less symptoms. If you're a stable patient, the only reason that you get an invasive procedure is to treat the symptoms. It does not prolong your life. That's the key take-home message of this very big study that confirmed the COURAGE study that was done about a decade ago. Yeah. And then if you are having unstable symptoms, for example, a heart attack, or, for example, you're having symptoms with no activity at rest, these are the patients who will live longer if you have the invasive approach. Stable, asymptomatic patients, you're not doing invasive procedure to prolong life as long as you're on the medication, and especially the medication is the statin. Does that help you?
Are you still confused? No, I still got it. I'm okay. I just know that I wouldn't do anything without you because you're my doctor. And
If you had coronary disease and you were stable, we had stable symptoms. They occurred, you know, when you exerted really hard, you know, you were out on your tractor hailing bay. That was the only time, and that was the only time you got your symptoms. Then we could either use the medication or go the invasive route. But I would suggest to you, first try the medication, see how you're doing, and if you're not happy, then we can try the invasive route. But in terms of whether to go the invasive route with that stable situation, it's not going to prolong your life if we open them up invasively. It's just going to relieve symptoms. Whereas if you're unstable, you're evolving a heart attack, you're having symptoms at rest, that's where doing the invasive procedure will prolong life.
Yeah, pretty interesting, actually, when you get right down to it. I don't mind talking about myself.
It is interesting.
When it comes to this sort of thing. I don't have any plaque, but you wanted me to try a statin a while ago. That was because the plaque in my carotids
Correct.
Is that it? Yeah. Correct. I don't have it anywhere else in my body.
The interesting thing is, and you have to individualize this. It depends on your numbers, your cholesterol numbers, your inflammatory markers, and what your circulation looks like. And putting that all together, we now individualize. There's no one size fits all. And we wanted to keep you on planet Earth, prevent a stroke as best we can. And we're going to talk more about some new information about these statin drugs. And if you had any concern about them, I hope you'll be relieved, because there's been some great new information about these statin drugs also announced this past week in Philadelphia at the American Heart Association annual scientific session meeting.
All right. Pretty good information there, don't you think? Dr. Ken on his game. Other info that affects people in the heart area. We've got a number of studies that we're going to talk about during the course of this hour, so we'll get back to that. Dr. Ken practices, as I said, at Lake Cardiology, one of the best-known cardiologists not only in Florida but around the country. So if you'd like to avail yourself of his service, spend a very interesting day, have that experience, help yourself. Call the office there, 352-735-1400, easy to remember, 735-1400, area 352 for Dr. Ken. Spend an hour or two or three or four with him. You'll find it to be very rewarding. Here's something else that's rewarding. For those of you who have stiff joints, Joint Formula 14. It's for your joints, aches and pains. You wake up in the morning and you got a neck that aches, or your back aches, or your hips are bothering you, or through the course of the day, this is a problem. Join thousands of other listeners to this program that have found relief, ache relief, by using Joint Formula 14. It's about the aches in your joints. That's why it's called, makes a lot of sense, right? Joint Formula 14 is for 14 days. Don't get real good relief in 14 days. Get your money back. Same can be done with your pet. Same company has a product called Leaps and Bounds, which is for your dog, mostly for dog. Cats, I guess, use it, but dogs get stiffer and therefore need relief. So give your pet the same thing that you're using for yourself. Help yourself. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and help yourself. 50% off. Use the DJV code when you're in there. Help yourself. Help your pets. The relief comes or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back to our overview of modern medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A number of studies this week they're going through from the journals have to do with the heart, cardiology, circulation. Next up on the list is a study that didn't find any link between statin drugs and your memory falling apart. So when did this all? When was that suggestion made? I guess see something about this.
Well,
a couple of weeks.
Statin drugs, probably one of the most prescribed drug around.
You prescribe them a lot. You like them, right?
Unbelievably.
Lipitor, or what's your favorite?
Well, rosuvastatin, generic Crestor, or atorvastatin with an A, generic Lipitor. Mm-hmm. And the reason why cardiologists love these drugs is not so much that they lower cholesterol, but they stabilize plaque, which is what leads to heart attack and stroke, and they lower inflammation in the circulation, which is what leads with excess bad cholesterol to the plaque forming.
Well, but it gets to your brain, doesn't that? I mean, that's part of what the problem is. It'll harm your brain because it'll plug up the blood getting to your brain, right?
Exactly, and that's why these actually may improve memory and mental functioning. But the issue is that usually these drugs are given when you're getting older. Not always, but usually. And this is when our memory and thinking function are declining anyway. So people love to associate their symptoms with that drug that they're taking. And often they come up with true, unrelated conclusions. And the important finding published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is that statins will not make you stupid or cause memory loss. And for some people at risk of dementia, statins like Lipitor, the generic atorvastatin, Crestor, the generic rosuvastatin, and I only prescribe these generics, they're excellent generics, these strong statins may improve memory and mental functioning. So over 6 years, there was no significant difference between memory and mental ability among those who do and do not take statins.
All right. So the other thing that maybe fits in here is the discussion of eating fish oils. I think one of the reasons that my brains work as well as my brains, both my brains, work as well as they do, is because I take a lot of fish oil, eat a lot of fish, oily fish, and fish oils. So that helps to keep the arteries pliable and circulation going through. Is that not true?
Absolutely. The oily fish are so heart and circulatory and brain healthy. Great to at least to have a serving of oily fish once a day. We're talking about salmon, sardines, mackerel, some of the tunas. These are the really nice high oil fishes. And also you're going to hear a lot about a newer drug called Vascepa, which is industrial strength, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which is used to lower triglycerides. And this too has been shown to prolong life. And it's been approved for very high triglycerides. And my prediction, you're going to hear shortly that it's going to be approved for even not so high triglycerides.
You know, I want to go back to just for a second, or remind when we get started in the next half hour. I had to get an inhaler as part of me cleaning out what was going on in my system. And I don't have drugs. I'm not on drugs. I don't have Part D of Medicare. So when I went to pick up the prescription, and the woman looked at me and said, "It's $400." I looked at her and says, "No, wait a minute, huh?" And then we talked for a half hour. They put me together with a couple of different apps and things to cut the price down. But my God, when I saw that, I can't imagine how people can. That's what the whole business about drugs and them being so expensive is something that we always ought to be talking about. And we will. 28 after the hour now on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and 2 counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To continue with an overview of health, information about health, Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show, our podcast at Good Day Health Show every week. Dr. Ken presents a different point of view and very important for us to get to the bottom of a lot of these things. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken is a focus in part on the connection to pot and your health. Dr. Ken normally every week has something about pot, and so we have that. I talk about me almost getting a flu shot. I've done that a couple of times because of the essence of what's been going on in my body. And Ken talks about the worst job a woman can take to maintain a healthy heart in this podcast. And I get to the research about that. All kinds of research, everything that's important. Evening meals, don't eat them too late. Not good for women especially. That's risky. Find out why that is. Listen to Good Day Health, the podcast, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, gooddayhealthshow.com. Every single week, different information, updating some of the journals and what they've produced and published in the past week. We're sticking with Ken's specialty of cardiology here with a couple of more of these stories. Atrial fibrillation. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. So what's new there?
More news from the American Heart Association annual meeting this past week. Doug, a person's risk of atrial fibrillation, or AFib, increases by about 3% for every inch over the average height of 5 feet 7. While we cannot change your height, we may be able to modify your other risk factors for AFib in taller individuals and be more aggressive about controlling blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. Interestingly, genetic variants linked with height are also associated with AFib.
So, my father, who was 5'10", had AFib when he was 50, and he died 40 years later from complications of the AFib. That is the drugs that they gave him, the thickening and thinning of the blood and all that stuff. But if I knew then, as I've said, what I know now about various things that you can take that are natural, homeopathic, then it probably wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been as bad as it is. Or
well, Dad unfortunately didn't live a heart healthy life, and
He wasn't overweight. By
well, he was a big smoker.
Not until he stopped quitting when he quit smoking when he was 40. So that was 10 years before he got it, and he wasn't that. My mother was a big smoker. My father was a sort of here and there a smoker. After he. He was an athlete. He didn't smoke then, but he smoked for a while, for about 10, 12 years, I think, if I remember correctly, but not a lot.
And there is a genetic component to it, because usually atrial fibrillation, usually, not always, is a disease of the aging process. As we get into our 70s and 80s and 90s, it just becomes incredibly common. And just living a heart healthy life can actually lower your risk. And there's definitely a genetic component to this also.
Well, you've examined me. You know that there have been times when I've had a little bit of irregularity. I took melatonin and
that was, magnesium.
Magnesium and potassium seems to affect it as well. So anyway, that's interesting though. The taller you are, the more likely you are to get it. I find that fascinating, frankly. All right, next up, older drugs that if you have a heart attack could help you. I did see this headline about the gout. Does anybody even have the gout anymore?
Well, it does occur, yes, and we're just aggressive at treating it. More from the American Heart Association meeting. A cheap drug that's been around for centuries as a gout treatment and also can shield heart attack survivors from future heart crises. That's the news. The drug is colchicine. It reduces by as much as 34% a heart attack survivor's combined risk of dying from heart disease or having cardiac arrest, a stopped heart, a heart attack, a stroke, or angioplasty. These results, they provided confirmation that inflammation management reduces cardiovascular risk, and it's an example of successful repurposing of a broadly available and relatively safe generic drug for a new application. This is really great news. Cheap, safe, long-term drug, been around forever, and a 34% reduction in havoc after a heart attack.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
The gout. You want to tell us a little about the gout, just to kind of make a reference to it, since I talked about the gout. What is that? That's a swelling of your feet, right?
For some reason. It usually starts in the big toe, and it's an inflammatory arthritis. It develops in some people whose levels of uric acid in the blood are just very high. Mm-hmm. And the uric acid forms these needle-like crystals in a joint, and they can cause sudden severe episodes of pain, tenderness, redness, warmth, and swelling. If you've ever seen an acute gout attack joint, and the key is that there's just excess inflammation going on with gout, and the colchicine dramatically, quickly reduces the inflammation. And this idea, very cleverly, was applied in this study. Gout lowers inflammation. We know heart attacks, too much inflammation in the circulation. Would this work? Someone tried it in a very good study, and it has Great idea. Very helpful for everybody. And after a heart attack, there may be one other drug you're going to get. So Bernie is maybe getting his colchicine.
Aha. All right. Next up, a focus on your rest time. And if you don't get enough rest, what the consequences are. This is something new, especially for women.
Journal of Bone and Mineral Research this week. This new research in postmenopausal women, Doug, has found that those who sleep for no longer than 5 hours per night are most likely to have lower bone mineral density and osteoporosis. So poor sleep has a bad impact on bone health.
So, getting better rest. Why would this not be for men as well, I guess would be the question that I'd have.
Let's do a study. This study only involved women and probably has the same effect.
But why would they only study women, I guess would be the question. Why not?
Because it's easier to show an effect because osteoporosis is such a bigger problem in women, although it does exist in men.
Okay.
And to show effectiveness impact, that's how they select these studies.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, talking about sleep, let's talk about what you can do to improve your sleep by going to MyPillow.com. Just arrived, the MyPillow towels, they're not going to help you sleep. They'll help you dry off better. But the rest of the catalog, MyPillow.com, features mattresses that are superb, mattress toppers that are way beyond superb. The pillows becoming the national standard. Is there anybody you know who isn't talking about or isn't aware of Mike Lindell, his ads on the radio, ads on television? My Pillow. What a great American story. And all of the new sheets that they have, everything they have for your bed is available in twin size, XL, full size, queen size, king size, California King, all of these. It's, and everything comes free shipping. You use the DJV code. So I encourage you to go look at the catalog, see what's there. In the winter, we spend more time getting rest. So hopefully for the women, they're going to spend more time in bed during this time of the year. Maybe that'll help them a little bit. But men and women, young and old, all need to have good rest. And you don't have it if you've got a lousy mattress topper. How many people don't even have a mattress topper on their bed? You need that, like you need the MyPillow pillow insulator, and then the MyPillow pillowcases, but you need that, there's a device you put around the pillow that protects it, the pillow protector, that keeps the mites and the all other stuff that crawls around in pillows and your nose and your eyes and your mouth every night. It's gross. But we want to keep you healthy, keep you away from all that stuff, and they have the tools to do it at MyPillow.com. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and get 30% off the towels, 50% off the pillows, 65% off some of the other things that are there. Just check out the catalog first, and then see what you can purchase them for using the promo code DJV. Yep, lots of great DJV specials at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender sugar gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at research that's been done now on penicillin. 9 in 10 people who think they're allergic are not, apparently. Why would you think in the first place you were allergic to penicillin? Where would that idea come from?
This comes out of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology scientific annual meeting this week. And a lot of people do think they're allergic. They may have taken something and had a reaction that may or may have not been an allergic reaction. But 10% of the people in America actually report being allergic to penicillin. And the news out of this meeting is that 9 in 10 are not. They have outgrown the allergy or were never allergic in the first place. However, this information can be very difficult to scratch from your medical records. Even when people test negative to a penicillin allergy at a later date, the allergy often remains on their medical and pharmacy charts. And I think in the past, doctors have been just very uneasy about taking it off because you can have severe allergic reactions, rarely to penicillin, called anaphylaxis, which is a medical emergency. You can't breathe. You have no blood pressure. If you don't get that EpiPen immediately, you're not going to survive. So it's a very dramatic but fortunately rare occurrence, and that is why I think in the past people have been very uneasy. Now the allergists can do testing carefully to see if you are, in fact. So if there's any doubt, talk to your wonderful allergist to see if, in fact, you are. And if you are, get it off your charts, because there are penicillin-based antibiotics, which are so much cheaper and effective than the more complex drugs we have to give if you're penicillin allergic.
How often is penicillin even used anymore? I never hear of penicillin.
Amoxicillin, used, right? Ampicillin, you never
that's
hear
penicillin?
Of that?
Okay,
oh,
right.
Yes.
Penicillin?
It's more effective penicillins.
Got it. Next up, a ban on e-cigarettes, vaping. The American Medical Association has taken a strong position here, Ken.
And wonderfully slow. This week there have been...
Wonderfully slow?
Get the tongue out of the way. And the fact is that there's been 42 deaths and over 2,170 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products in America. And the AMA, the American Medical Association, has called for a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products that have not been approved as cessation tools by the FDA. I think this is long overdue and a good thing.
So and why is Trump saying no to it then? Because Trump says, I don't think I want to do this. He at first said he did want to, and now he's...
I think he said that before the AMA met this week and has now unifyingly called for this. And I don't think he's reacted to the AMA's point. And I think this just unifies the point of view. And that's why the AMA has done this, because there have been these various opinions out there.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, questions for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken Kronos. He'll answer them and stir some things in you, I'm sure, your curiosity, among other things. What's Ken going to answer? You'll find out next year on Good Day Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on.
so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for us now to ask some questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. I don't even know what that is. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or women? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a not overdo it, but with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoos, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause
yes,
yeah.
So talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. There are, it's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although ask that's bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby shampoo? Well, it can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what... But what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
All right. Next is a focus or a question about tinnitus. I never know how to pronounce this. Tinnitus. It makes some people's lives miserable. There's a new supposedly, I don't know if it's an operation or what, explain if we can, brain implant surgery that you can use. There's a trial of some patients now, apparently. So I wonder, maybe the question here is, how do you get rid of tinnitus, that ringing in your ear?
Tinnitus is a really difficult problem for many people to treat. Tinnitus, it can be common if you have ear damage in the past. There's a lot of different causes from it. If you've experienced it, you know how miserable it can be.
Right.
We're running out of time, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor is the person who specializes in this. If your primary care can deal with it, we can talk more about it next week.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.